Watch, North Carolina meteorologist who provides life-saving forecasts gets huge surprise. By Amy Furr on December 9, 2024. A young meteorologist in Raleigh, North Carolina, is being recognized for his calm and accurate weather coverage. 22-year-old meteorologist Ethan Clark is fascinated by weather and gives detailed updates and live streams from his headquarters, which is also his bedroom, CBS News reported on Monday. Clark runs the Facebook page called North Carolina's Weather Authority, which has over 603,000 followers who depend on his coverage spanning all 100 counties in his state. When Clark was 10 years old, he left no doubt about his passion for the skies when he dressed as the Weather Channel's Jim Cantore for Halloween. For several years, Clark has offered accurate information so residents can know what to expect and be safe in any kind of weather. When resident Stacy Huff recalled experiencing a tornado threat, she said, "My husband, me, and the dog all crammed in the closet and listened to his live stream the whole time. It was so comforting to have that voice say, 'Okay, now you're out of danger, you can come out.'" Another resident credited the young man with saving her parents when Hurricane Helene hit the state, leaving extreme devastation in its wake. In addition to receiving one of the state's highest civilian honors from Governor-elect Josh Stein, Clark was recently surprised by his fans during a meeting at a local restaurant with CBS News's David Bigneau. Clark received applause and a showering of thanks for his diligent work. In addition, the young meteorologist was informed he was going to meet his hero, Cantore. "It's a dream come true. Last week, I was given the amazing opportunity by CBS News David Bigneau and the Weather Channel to fly to the Weather Channel's headquarters in Atlanta and meet Jim Cantore," Clark wrote in a social media post on Monday. Images show him shaking hands with his Weather Channel idol. "I started this weather page when I was in middle school. Most of my friends in middle and high school didn't know about the page. I always was worried people would think I was weird, so I just didn't talk about it," Clark explained. "I've always had a passion for weather, and I really and truly am at a loss for words that I got to meet someone that I dressed up as in fifth grade," he wrote. In another post, Clark said he remained committed to forecasting the weather in North Carolina and thanked his fans for trusting his coverage.